morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you tuning us in this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God. Looking back to the Word, the book, the precious Word of God. In these last days, we need the book, we need the Word, and the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to get back to that old book today. So it's a joy to be in your place of listening this morning, wherever you may be listening at. Some of you, of course, on your way to church this morning, some having early service, and we trust it'll be a real blessing to you today. The house of God invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Our services will begin in just about 30 minutes from now, 25 minutes at 8 o'clock this morning. Our regular Sunday morning service at 8 o'clock, and then back tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening service. So get go over and be with us this morning at 8 o'clock. Brother Shane Cloud will be preaching in the services there today for us, and you come and be in the house of God this morning. Be a blessing to you if you'll come and be in church today. Want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out. Be in the house of God. Trust it'll be a real blessing to you today. Be an uplift to your heart and help you get through the days you look to the Lord for strength and for grace to help in the times of your need today. And so we invite you to come. Of course, you're at Mountain View Baptist Church on Mountain View Road in here at Tryon, Georgia. And Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. Invite you to come be in the services throughout the week and throughout the day today also. And I believe you'll be blessed of God. You'll come this morning and be in the house of God today. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray for your needs today. God would help you and touch you and strengthen you for what you stand in need of today. A lot of shut-in folks not able to get out. Some that are sick, and I've been sick, having to miss church, and I trust you're feeling better to be in the house of God today. I'll be back in church this morning, and that God bless you throughout the day today. Easter time, I tell you, the Lord got up. I'm glad, thank God, he arose from the dead. Couldn't stay dead. Jesus came out victorious over death and hell, and he's alive and well today, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God today. I'm glad he's alive. Amen. I'm glad the death couldn't hold him, the grave couldn't hold him, Rome couldn't hold him, the religious leaders couldn't hold him. He did come out. He resurrected, came back to life 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth, and thank God came out victorious, and the saints of God are rejoicing because of what the Lord did in those days. My, what a great day that was for those saints of God that got to see him crucified, and yet now they see him resurrected. I'm glad God's real today. Amen. Father, as we bow, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, for your grace and your help and your strength. You've been a wonderful Savior to us today. We just want to thank you, Father, for what you've done, for reaching down in the miry clay and picking us up, putting our feet on solid rock, establishing our going. Thank you for grace, for help, for strength in the time of need. Now, Lord, have your way now. Let the broadcast use it today for your glory. May your perfect and divine will be done. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today as we hear the songs. Of course, this morning, God just bless our hearts today, and hear the songs of Zion. You listen to the song now as they sing.
Well, I traveled down a long, long road. I carried a heavy, heavy load, you see. One day the Lord spoke to my heart and said, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? Or you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day. I struggled so many, many miles, you see. By faith I met the Lord and heard Him say, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? For you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day. Happy as can be. I am so glad that I heard Jesus say, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? For you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day.
Amen. Well, I'm glad the Lord took a burden one day, took our sins, went to Calvary, paid the price, and paid our sin debt in full. And thank God it was on Him. I'm glad Jesus took those sins. It was a very bitter pill for our Lord to swallow. He sweated great drops of blood when He was confronted with our sins and our iniquities. But yet He took them upon Him and died on that old rugged cross that we might have life today, have it more abundantly. I'm glad, thank God, for Resurrection Day. You know, this is the Lord's Day, and we're celebrating every Sunday the resurrection of the Lord, because on the first day of the week, our Lord arose, got out of that grave, and thank God victorious, looked death in the face, looked the devil in the face, and got up anyway because of who He was, because of what He could do. And Jesus said, no man takes my life from me, I'll lay it down, and I'll take it again. Jesus took His life, laid it on the cross, and laid His life down, then took it again. 3 days and nights later, He walked out of there, thank God, with victory in His soul and on His mind, looking for you and I, for we could get saved. I appreciate that this morning. All right, you listen, have another one now, as they say.
In the days of creation, God spoke this world to be. By His word, the heavens were made, and He gathered up the sea. He is the beginning and the end, the Almighty One. And anything God says, when He says it's done, when it's said it's done, when it's said it's done, anything God says, when He says it's done, He's a God like no other, He's second place to none. Anything God says, when He says it's done,
of my confusion, His will I seek to find, 'cause I know His plans and purposes will stand throughout time. But sometimes the answer seems easier said than done, but anything God says when He says it's done.
When it's said it's done, when it's said it's done, anything God says when He says it's done. He's a God like no other, He's second place to none. Anything God says when He says it's done.
We got a God like that. And when He says it, you can count on it. It's done. When the Lord says it, He will do it. Amen. What He planned and what He's going to do in this world, it's going to be done. Everything going to be fulfilled to the jot and the tittle. He wrote a book, gave it to us, and signed and sealed it, and said, Amen, the last part of it, and give it to us to preserve to all generations. And I believe it today. And it's going to happen just like the Lord said in His precious word. If you believe in the first coming, you can't help but believe in the second coming, because He came the first time just exactly like the Lord said that He would, to the right place at the right time, the right way, born of a virgin. And thank God and gave to us a Savior. And He's going to come the second time, just like He said. He said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. They haven't seen the Lord Jesus since about over 2,000 years, but He's coming again. And every eye will see Him when He comes eventually. Everything is consummated, took place, and all in its place. Every eye is going to receive the Son of God. We're going to know, the world's going to know that He's God. That is Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the book of John, chapter 21 this morning, book of John chapter 21, I want to just read some scripture here. Might read quite a bit lengthy today from the Word of God, but that's all right. The Word of God will always do. Amen. It'll always do. When everything else fails, the Word of God will work. Amen. The Bible said, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of His disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they say unto him, We also go with thee. So they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered Him, No. And He said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So now we're going to look at this morning. Let's look at a glorious fishing trip. A glorious fishing trip. Jesus here had been crucified. We know as we read back over in John chapter 20, we find the Lord had been crucified on an old rugged cross. We disciples, of course, all of them fled, and Peter denied the Lord. And we know that. That's history as far as we're concerned, but we know that Peter got things right and he preached the gospel later on the day of Pentecost. But now we're finding him. When the Bible said Peter did what Peter does well, he leads other disciples, and so of course Peter led them, but not in the right direction. The Bible said, Peter said, he just sat up there and he looked out at the ocean. He looked back at his old boat there that he'd forsaken, and I've been gone with the Lord, and he looked at those other disciples and just turned around himself and said, I'm going fishing. And so he proceeded to go, done just exactly what us good Baptists do a lot of times. We go to do something out of the will of God, and we'll carry somebody else with us. And so the other disciples looked at him and said, we're going too. We also go fishing. So everybody, I went on a fishing trip. They set out from shore. I pushed out from the bank. They got all the nets ready. They got to preparing the nets. No doubt they were in disrepair a little bit, and they were tangled a little bit, and they were sort of mildewed and molded some for the misuse that they haven't had been using them for quite a while, because they'd been fishing for men. And so the Bible tells us that Jesus, of course, came unto them there on the land. And you notice the Bible said, and Peter said to them, and when he said, I go fishing, that night they caught nothing. There was nothing there for them. They were experienced men on the water. They knew how to cast the net. They knew what time of night to go. They knew where to go, where the fish were always gathered together, where they could fish them and catch them in nets. And they went there and fished all night long. They threw the net. They dragged it in. They threw the net. And they dragged it in. They threw the net and they dragged it in. They threw it again and they dragged it in. They threw it and they dragged it. They moved locations. They went to a different place. They threw the net and they dragged it in. Nothing was in the net all night long. They labored trying to catch some fish, and all night long there was nothing in the net. Every time they throw the net out, the fish would go the other direction. You know why? A bunch of backslid people throwing the net out, trying to do something they wanted to do instead of doing what the Lord told them to do. He plainly told them when he called them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He didn't tell them where they'd not be a fisherman, but he said, I'll make you fishers of men. You're gonna have to catch some men. And so they fished and they toiled and they labored and they threw the net and couldn't find anything. So Jesus, the Bible said, he appeared on the scene. If you'll notice here what the Bible said, but when the morning was now come, boy, that was a long night for the disciples, a long night for Peter and James and John and the other disciples, all that was there, a long night, not catching anything. There's anything will make a night long. It's not catching anything that you were going to try to catch there. So the Bible said, and when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Now, let me tell you something. You may go fishing out of the will of God. You may do some other things out of the will of God, but he's going to be there watching for you and looking at you, knowing exactly what you're doing. The Bible said Jesus stood on the shore. He'd been standing there on the shore. Don't know how long he stood there. Have he just sat there all night long? I don't know what. I don't know exactly, but the Bible said that he called out to them.
and said, "Children, have you any meat?" And they answered him, "No." I can almost see him when he cupped his hands and reared back and said, "Hey, children, have y'all got any meat?" And they said, "No." And so the Bible said, and he asked them, and he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, well, and you shall find." In other words, there was what they were supposed to be doing, they were casting in the wrong place, and they were there at the wrong time. But when Jesus came on the scene, they began to catch some fish, the Bible said. And so they began to catch, the Bible said, they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Oh, it's a glorious night for them when they were fishing for the fish, and then Jesus came on the scene and told them to cast on the right side of the ship. They were casting on the wrong side, and that Jesus said, "Cast on the right side," and they dragged the fish in. And so the Bible said, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, John just looked over at Peter and said, "It's the Lord. It's the Lord." Oh, my friend, listen, Peter, I can almost see his face turn red and in blushing and shame. And he just reached around, grabbed it. When he heard that it was the Lord, he grabbed his fisher's coat and around him to him, for he was naked. He'd done stripped off his shirt, stripped off his clothing, run around there in his underwear. Trying to fish, and all of a sudden Jesus come on the scene. If there's anything make you put your clothes on, it's get in the presence of Jesus. Amen. And so he said, "Did cast himself into the sea." Why, he didn't stop to try to get the fish to the shore. He just began to swim to the shore. And brother, he began to realize what was taking place. And the Bible said the disciples came in a little ship, but they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Here they come, a bunch of bedraggled, sleepy-eyed, tired fishermen coming back to the shore, trying to bring something to show the Lord what they had done. But it was not what they had done. It was what the Lord had done. And so when they came to shore, the Bible said as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus already been fishing that night. He'd already reached down and picked him up some fish and dressed them, put them on the coals, and had made up some bread and put it there and baked it on the coals while they was out there throwing their net in the end of the sea, casting it out, dragging it in, throwing it out, dragging it in, throwing it out, dragging it in. And while they was out there doing that, he was preparing a meal there on the shore, because he knew some backslid disciples and were out there fishing out of the will of God when they ought to have been fishing for men. And he knew they were out there, but he had every intention of letting them know that he was there and welcoming them back to the shore. And so when they came there that morning, there were some fish on the coals. There was bread already baking there on the coals, and they saw that it was Jesus. Amen. And so the Bible said, and when they came, when they were come to the land, they saw that fire of coals, and there, and the fish lay thereon and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Bring them on in now. I've told you where to fish and how to fish. Just bring it on in." The Bible said Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, it was not the net broken. Well, in other words, when the Lord comes on the scene, it'll be a good fishing trip for the saints of God. Who was it there? It was a resurrected Lord. He'd risen from the dead. He was a dead, praise God. He was alive and alive forevermore. Direct him the service of his disciples and show him them, if you just listen to me, you'll catch some fish. And so what they've been challenged to do was to go out and catch some men, because Jesus already told them that was a part of their charge. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And so they realized what they ought to have been doing was fishing for men for those days. And so Jesus told them now, said, send to them. And he didn't scold them. He didn't reprove them. And what he was doing was enough reproof for them. He said, just come and dine. Let me show you what you can do if you'll be in the will of God. And the Bible said, he said, just come and dine. And none of them durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? And so Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise, already cooked, amen. And they already had it ready for them, because he knew that it did draw back to him and draw them with cords of love and back to the will of God and where he was, and gave them something to eat. What a blessing it was there that day, a glorious fishing trip, and that Jesus went on that night, and that by Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, and they're full of great fish. And so Jesus said, just come on and dine. And they cometh and taketh that bread. Now the third time, this is the third time that Jesus showed himself the disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it make you a good fishing trip this morning if you carry Jesus with you and go the right way like Jesus told them to do. Go catch you some men and get some disciples and come together and go fish for men, because Jesus had made them, he had trained them, he had indoctrinated them and told them what they have to do. It was a good fishing trip that day because Jesus was directing them in what they needed to do. Wouldn't it be good today, folks, just getting the will of God, and brother, just follow the Lord and go where Jesus says to go and do what he says to do. Now we can't even get time to even go to church. Amen, folks. You don't want to go to the house of God. They'll forsake the house of God for everything in this world. They're doing everything they can besides go to church this morning and fish for men. Don't want to witness to the Lord about the Lord. Don't want to tell the sinners about Jesus Christ. Don't want to invite folk to the house of God. If they invited them to come, if they went, they'd find they wasn't there. They was out shopping and they was out doing some other things because I didn't have time to go to church. Only day they had, they didn't have to work, and they just wanted to do their own thing today. But listen, it's the Lord's day. It's resurrection time. Jesus got up from the dead. He arose from the tomb and come out victorious. And thank God told them how to fish and where to fish and what to do for the glory of God. I'm glad we're celebrating this morning a resurrected Lord. Our Jesus is not a dead Savior today. He's alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us today because he loved us. Amen. A resurrected Lamb, a resurrected Savior that got up from that grave. Jesus plainly told them, he said, you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it again. And brother, Jesus done exactly what that he said that he was going to do. He resurrected again, came out of that grave, and he's alive and well today. Do you know him this morning? How do you see your Savior today? And if he's your Savior, you're serving him. Do you love him? Are you fishing like you ought to this morning, like the Lord said to fish? Are you in the will of God today in your life as a child of God? Sinner, do you need the Lord in your life today? Let Jesus come in. Ask him to save you, and he'll certainly do that today. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. I'm the next son at this same time. Amen.